الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم دينه أما بعد. So we continue bi'idhnillahi ta'ala with the reading benefits we've taken from Ighadatul Ahfan, the work of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, titled Supporting the Distressed, fi Masa'id al-Shaytan, as relates to the tricks of Shaytan. We're in the core of the book now, as it relates to the plots of Shaytan. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullah will mention various examples of the tricks and the cunning tricks and plots of Shaytan. Today he, in the book here, we focus on his statement rahimullah ta'ala, where he said, وَمِنْ أَنْوَعِ مَكَائِدِهِ وَمَكْرِهِ أَنْ يَدُعَ الْعَبْدَ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ وَطَلَاقَتِهِ وَبَشَرِهِ إِلَى أَنْوَعِ مِنَ الْآثَامِ وَالْفُجُورِ. And that is that he said that from the categories or types of tricks, deceptions from Shaytan, is that he calls the servant of Allah, and يَدُعَ الْعَبْدِ, he calls and tries to invite the slave of Allah by way of using good character and a welcoming face. And he calls them through this to fall into various sins and corruption. فَيَلَقَّاهُ مَنْ لَا يُخَلِّصُهُ مِنْ شَرِّهِ إِلَّا تَجَاهُمُهِ وَتَعْبِيسِ فِي وَجِهِ وَالْإِعْرَاضِ عَنْهُ فَيُحَسِّنْ لَهُ الْعَدُوَّ أَنْ يُلَقَّاهُ بِبَشَرِهِ وَتَلَاقَةِ وَجِهِ وَحُسْنِ كَلَامِهِ فَيَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ. And he says, rahimullah, that the shaytan in doing this, where he uses the shayateen of ins, like the devils of man, for example, to try and show a face that is pleasant, to call the individual to the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The one that is safe from this is the one that turns away from this call and is not deceived by this call. So he uses the various ways of good character, good manners, smiling. And we find this is the tariqah of the people of bid'ah. Which is why Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned and he says after this, وَمِنْ هَا هُنَا وَصَّى أَطِبَّاءُ الْقُلُوبِ بِالْإِعْرَاضِ أَنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ وَأَنْ لَا يُسَلِّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُرِيَاهُمْ طَلَاقَةَ وَجِهِ وَلَا يُلَقَّاهُمْ إِلَّا بِالْعَبُوسِ وَالْإِعْرَاضِ. He said, this is why the doctors of the heart, yani the ulama, he means here the scholars of the sunnah from the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and likewise the tabi'een and those after them, this is why they gave the advice that one should turn away from the people of bid'ah. Even if they come with a face that is seemingly pleasant, turn away from the people of bid'ah, and not to greet them, and not to show them any type of pleasure or happy face, except that you meet them with a frown and you turn away from their bid'ah. This is the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. And that's because the shaytan, he indeed uses mankind and jinn in order to achieve his goal of deceiving the son of Adam and aiding and making them fall into sins and transgression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرَفُ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and there we are, here we have made for every prophet, this is for every prophet, an enemy, yani from the shayateen of mankind, the devils of mankind and jinn, who inspire each other with decorative speech. And this is the point here. Decorative speech, beautiful speech in delusion. And this is the way of the army of the shaitan, in that they'll come with this beautiful speech, this speech which will engage the individual and call them in that to disobedience of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Whether it's disobedience as relates to associating partners with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, or disobedience as it relates to innovating in the deen. Which is why Ibn Qayyim, he said, وَوَصَّى أَطِبَّاءَ الْقُلُوبِ الْإِعْرَاضِ عَنِ الْأَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ, that the doctors of the heart, they advise because of this to turn away from the people of bid'ah. Meaning whether they show a face that is seemingly friendly, but their aqidah and their methodology is in opposition to that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, then we turn away from them. Which is why we find that the ulama from the Salaf, they were indeed severe in this regard. But as for the people of the Sunnah, the people of the obedience of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, we measure everyone with by the Quran and the Sunnah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ رَحْمَةٌ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ رَحْمَةٌ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, and if those who believe in our verses, and you believe in Allah's verses, implement Allah's verses upon the proofs and evidences from Allah's verses, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, then say salam to them. A signal of peace and love because of them believing in the verses of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And this is how we deal with those who are upon the sunnah. And we have mercy and we deal with them gently. And we listen to them. And from them are the ulama of the sunnah, those who call to that which Allah tabaraka ta'ala sent His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with. فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has indeed given mercy to all of mankind. Allah has mercy on all of mankind. But as regards to those who oppose the Quran and the Sunnah, and oppose the way of the methodology of the Salaf and the Haqq and the truth, what did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say? He said, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُونَ فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Where He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you see those who toy with our verses, I mean here toying with Allah's verses, explaining Allah's verses in other than the way of the sunnah, understanding Allah's verses in other than that which Allah revealed, innovating regarding the rulings of the deen of al-Islam and the ahkam and the aqidah, the manhaj, methodology. Allah said, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ, then turn away from him. As opposed to the way of those who are upon the correct path. Allah said, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, say salams to them. A signal of peace and love. But as for those who oppose and toy with the verses of Allah, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى, until they toy with other than the speech of Allah. And toying with the speech of Allah is indeed opposing the Quran and the Sunnah in their speech and their court. Even if they show this face, a smiley face, even if they show kindness by giving gifts or trying to give gifts, we measure people according to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these two verses that we've mentioned here, how we treat the people who believe in the ayat of Allah, the verses of Allah, and implement them, and understand them how they're supposed to understand them according to the Quran and Sunnah and the way of the Salaf, and how we treat those who toy and innovate and oppose the rulings of Allah tabaraka ta'ala in His verses, the methodology, the aqidah, the way. Allah says, turn away from them, don't listen to them. Do not soil your heart and put your heart at risk from being poisoned by listening to those who oppose Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, al-murad bil khawd fi ayati Allah, that which is intended by toying with the verses of Allah, at-takallumu bima yukhalifu al-haqq, and that is speaking, toying with the verses of Allah is speaking in that which is in opposition to the truth. Professing and speaking and calling to that which is in opposition to the truth. مِن تَحْسِينِ الْمُقَالَاتِ الْبَاطِلَةِ وَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَيْهَا. From the beautification of false speech, erroneous beliefs, and calling to it. This is al-khawd. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُضُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. You see those who, فِي آيَاتِنَا, those who toy with the verses of Allah. This is playing with the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I've perfected your religion, complete. لا نقص فيه. It's complete without any deficiency. The individual comes with something new, then he's toying with the deen of Allah, even if he beautifies his speech. Even if he beautifies his speech. As Allah said, يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْدٍ زُخْرُفْ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. زُخْرُفْ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. And that is that they, the shayateen from the men, and the shayateen from the jinn, they inspire each other with decorative speech to deceive. And this is the cunning trick of the shaytan. Which is why, barakallahu feekum, you have those who are from the shayateen of the ins, those who are from the devils of man, and those who have been inspired by the shayateen. Those who have been inspired from the shayateen, and both call to the call of the devil, the shaytan, that which is in opposition to that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has legislated. Which is why regarding the affair of Ahlul Bid'ah, we find that the Salaf, they used to warn severely against sitting and being with the people of bid'ah and being with the people of evil in general. As is mentioned by Abu Hatim ibn Hibban rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was encouraging in his book the importance of having good companions and staying away and turning away from the evil companions, he said, رحمه الله تعالى العاقل يلزم صحبة الأخيار ويفارق صحبة الأشرار. The one with intellect, the one with sense, that Allah has blessed with sense, they stick close to the people of good. And how do you know the people of good? By measuring them and their speech and their actions, their aqidah and their creed, according to the Quran and the Sunnah. The Quran and the Sunnah, that's how we measure them. He said, Al-Aqil yalzim suhbat al-akhyar wa yufariqu suhbat al-ashyar. The one that is, has intellect, he stays away from taking as companions the people of evil for any type of sin. And the foremost of those is the sin of shirk and bid'ah. Al-wajib al-aqil an yajtanibu ahl al-rayb. That which is obligatory, he said later on, that which is obligatory upon the person who has intellect, the person with common sense, is al-ijtinab, to stay away, step back away from the people of rayb, the people of doubt. لِأَنْ لَا يَكُونَ مَرِيبًا. So he himself is not somebody who is of doubt, and people have doubt of. فَكَمَا أَنَّ صُحْبَةُ الْأَخْيَارِ تُورِثُ الْخَيْرِ. Just like having good companions, that which inherits is good. كَذَٰلِكَ صُحْبَةِ الْأَشْرَارِ تُورِثُ الْشَرِ. And likewise those who take companions or taking the companions of those who are evil, it inherits evil. And this is the toy of shaitan, this is the plot of shaitan. By having these individuals who are upon deviance, come to the innocent masses with good manners and good etiquette. But the foremost of manners is the manners with Allah. We judge people on how their manners with Allah is. Where does it stand? And where does their manners with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand? And where does their manners with the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum stand as it relates to their honor and following their methodology? This is how we judge the individual. And if after this they show good manners, this is beautiful. But if they do not have that fundamental, those fundamental manners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they show good manners to us, we follow this advice of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. ومن ها هنا وصى أطباء القلوب بالإعراض عن أهل البدع وأن لا يسلم عليهم. Regarding the people of bid'ah, he said, and from this, the doctors of the heart, they advise that one should turn away and don't listen to and don't say salams to the people of bid'ah. And we have other athar and statements of the Salaf in this regard. We have the statement of Ibn Battah, which is mentioned in the Ibanatul Kubra from the books of the Sunnah, where Ibn Battah narrates an Abi Qilabah rahimullah ta'ala from the Tabi'in. He said, لَا تُجَالِسُوا أَصْحَابَ الْأَهْوَىٰ فَإِنِّي لَا آمَنُوا أَنْ يَغْمِسُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالَتِهِمْ أَوْ يُلْبِسُكُمْ أَوْ يُلَبِّسُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْضُهَا مَا تَعْرِفُونَ. This is muhim jiddan, ya ibadallah. He said, rahimullah, do not sit with the people of desires, because I cannot be safe for you that they would not drown you in their deviance or distort that which you know of good, that which you know of sunnah, and that which you know of loving the people of sunnah, and that which you know of following the sunnah, and that which you know of being with the people of sunnah. يُلَبِّسُوا عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْضُ مَا تَعْرِفُونَ. They try and confuse you and bring confusion. Bring confusion to that which you knew. That yaqeen and that certainty that you knew. Due to the plots of these shayateen al-ins, these devils of man, or those who have been inspired by the shayateen and they don't even know. And likewise we have the statement here, بَارَكَ fikum, of Amr ibn Qays, قال كان يقال لا تجالس صاحب الزيغ فيزيغ قلبك. Now this is your heart, ya ibadallah. He said, it has been said, do not sit with the people of deviance, because it will deviate your heart. Protect your heart. And this requires us to have knowledge of the Quran, the tafsir of the ayat, the ahadith al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa fahm al-sahaba radiyallahu anhum. We have to have the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, and how Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiyallahu anhum, ajma'in, the sahaba, understood. And not sit with the people of desires, lest the heart gets deviated. And likewise we have the statement of, that's narrated on Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, the sahabi. He said, radiyallahu anhuma, do not sit with the people of desires. فَإِنَّ مُجَالَسَتَهُمْ مُمْرِضَةٌ or مُمْرِضَةٌ لِلْقُلُوبِ. Because verily sitting with them sickens the heart. This is the heart that we've been studying the past few weeks, that Ibn Qayyim mentions its importance. And now he's bringing the whispers and the makayid and the plots of shaitan to corrupt that heart that is healthy, or that heart that we're struggling to keep healthy. And that's why the Sahaba, the Atiba al-Qulub here, the doctors of the heart, from them Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, they said, do not sit with the people of desires, because verily sitting with them sickens the heart. It sickens the heart. And likewise the same was mentioned by Hassan al-Basri rahimullahu ta'ala. And also we have the author of Muhammad ibn Sirin, which is narrated from his daughter Asma, where she said, قالت دخل رجلان على محمد بن سيرين. The daughter of Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that two men entered upon him rahimahullah min ahl ahwa, from the people of desires. فقالت, and they said, these two men, Ya Abu Bakr, no Abu Bakr, yani that was a kunya of Muhammad ibn Sirin, نحدثك بحديث Should we give you a narration? Now, should we narrate to you a narration, a hadith? Qala la. He said no. And these are his response to the people of desires who want to narrate one hadith to him. Then they said, فَنَقْرَ عَلَيْكَ آيَةً مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Should we recite a verse to you from the book of Allah? قَالَ لَا لَتَقُمَانِ عَنِّي أَوْ لَأَقُمَنْ. He said, either you disperse from me or I will go. You get up and go or I will go. Yani he did not give them one hadith to narrate to him. And he did not give them a verse to recite to him. So what about those who opened the YouTube and listened to Zayd and Amr, anyone? Do we not fear our hearts? Do we not fear for our hearts? And be careful, they turn their YouTube clips and their YouTube channels into entertainment. Reality TV in effect. To lure the innocent masses to their speech, and then they'll bring trinkets of little deviances and evil into their speech, and the person listening does not know where the deviance came from, and where the hatred for the people of the Sunnah came from, and where their blind defense for the people of Bid'ah came from. Where did it come from? The Salaf, the Atiba' al-Qulub, the doctors of the heart have advised us. We don't listen to these people. Protect your heart. Protect that possession that we have, that is indeed the imam of our limbs, as we studied in the first few weeks of our qira'ah and the reading of Ighathatul Ahfan. That's why Ibn Qayyim started with the affair of the heart. Now he's going into the affairs of protecting the heart from the wasawis and the makaid, the whispers and the plots of shaitan. So the shaitan, ya ibadallah, will indeed try and inspire those shayateen from the man and the men and the women and the shayateen from the jinn to indeed poison and deviate the people of Adam, the son of Adam. And from the methods that they've done this is by giving them nicknames. By forming al-qab al-shani'ah. By forming distasteful names and plastering these names upon the people of the sunnah. In order to deviate the people and to turn them away from following the correct path and listening to the truth. This is from the plots of shaitan, the cunning tricks of shaitan. And this did not begin with the people of our time. It began with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they did this. The people of who opposed the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that even with all the prophets before as well, that when those who came before them, they said the same thing, except that they didn't meet the messengers, except that they said to the messengers that they are magicians, or that they are insane. أَتَوَاصَوْ بِي بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ تَاغُونَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٌ. Allah defended the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from these nicknames and names of being a magician, of being majnoon, insane, that they gave the names to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah freed him sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that. Belhum qawmun ta'ghun, but rather they are indeed an oppressive people. This is the way that they were. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Noon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. By the blessings of your Lord, you are not insane. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجَرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Look, he subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that a messenger, he praised the messenger in defense of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, verily you are in the highest level of good character. Defending the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from those names that they gave to the messenger. So this is not new. the names that we see that people giving to the people who follow the Sunnah, know that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given names. So therefore, those who follow the Rasul and follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be prepared for the plot to continue, for them to try and deviate you and deviate those and others by giving these nicknames and these ill names that they've given to the people of the Sunnah. They gave it to the Sahaba from the Rawafid and the Shia. They gave names to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And this is the Daydan, and this is the way of the people of Ahwa. And this is from the plots of Shaitan. By giving these bad names to the people of the truth. So vilifying the truth. Vilifying the people of the truth. To deviate the son of Adam from being upon the truth and being with the people of the truth. And we find this in history, that this has occurred as it relates to the affair of the names and attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for His name, sifat, attributes and names. And we believe and we establish them and affirm them like He subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed them in His Quran. And in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are groups who oppose this. From the Jahmiyyah who negated Allah's names and His attributes in totality. Because they have no proof and no evidence. They have no evidence. Not from the Quran. Not from the Sunnah. Not from the intellect. The intellect that is saleem. The intellect that is clean and pure. And not from the natural disposition. They have no proofs. So they resulted in giving names to the people of the Sunnah as their only route to divert people from following that correct creed and correct belief. So they called them mushabbiha. They called them those who are making Allah like His creation. Why? Because they affirmed that which Allah affirmed. And they affirmed that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed for Allah. They gave the names. So the person who does not study the Quran and doesn't study the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be put off by that name. And this is from the plots of shaitan. Either the shaitan of man or the shaitan or those who've been inspired by the shaitan, even if they don't know. And from the names also that they have given to the people of the Sunnah is they call them a Nuqsaniyah. A Nuqsaniyah. They call them Nuqsaniyah, saying that those deficient ones. Those deficient ones. Why? And that is the names that the Murji'ah gave to the people of the Sunnah. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and it's mentioned in the Sunnah that Iman is the statement of the tongue, the belief in the heart and actions on the limbs. One looks at the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is evident, this is clear. And that Iman goes up and it goes down. As Allah has mentioned in various places in the Quran. فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And then their Iman was increased. Allah mentions this in the Quran. But the Murji'ah, they say that Iman does not go up and down. It stays as one entity. But the people of the Sunnah follow the Quran and Sunnah. Iman goes up with obedience to Allah. It increases with the obedience to Allah. And it decreases when one falls into the disobedience of Allah until they make sincere tawbah and then the Iman increases. This is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah. Now, but the people, the Murji'ah, they say no, Iman does not decrease. So they call them the deficient ones, the decreasers. Something negative. So those who do not study the Aqidah of the Salaf, those who do not study the Quran and the Sunnah, they'll be turned away by these names. This happened in history, ya ibadallah. And some of them called them Shukak, the people who have doubt. The people who have doubt, the doubters. They call them that, the Murji'ah. They call the people of Sunnah Shukak, the people who have doubt. Why? Because we say that we do not say that an individual is in Jannah. Except that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of the people in Jannah. Abu Bakr fi Jannah, Umar fi Jannah, Uthman fi Jannah, Ali fi Jannah, ila akhir al-hadith. When the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He mentioned the Sahaba and those who are in Jannah. Wa kullun wa'ada Allah al-husna. Wa kullun wa'ada Allah al-husna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of them Allah has promised them Jannah, the Sahaba. So we have proof and evidences that they're in paradise. But as for other than those who have not been given the promise of paradise specifically, we say, inshaAllah, Tahta mashiatillah, insha'Allah. And because we say he's in Jannah, insha'Allah, yani we hope he's in Jannah, they say that you are shukak, you're people of doubt. Because they believe that doesn't matter what you do, you go to Jannah whether you do any actions. Or you don't do any actions. Or whether you're obedient or disobedient. It doesn't affect your iman. Nah, this is the way of the murji'ah. Deviant way. Allah is shadeedul iqab. Wa ghafurur rahim. Allah is severe in punishment. And he's the all-merciful. That's the balanced approach of Ahlul Sunnah. So they call us these names in order to deviate the people from following the correct path. Based upon this, ikhwan, let's reflect on this kalam from Abu Uthman, Imam Sabuni, rahimullah, where he says, وَعَلَىٰ عَلَامَاتُ الْبِدْعَةِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ بَادِيَةٌ ظَاهِرَةٌ وَأَظْهَرُ آيَاتِهِمْ وَعَلَامَاتِهِمْ شِدَّةُ مُعَادَاتِهِمْ لِحَمْلَةِ أَخْبَارِ نَبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَاحْتِقَارِهِمْ لَهُمْ وَاسْتِخْفَافِهِمْ. He said that the people of innovation have many signs. There are many signs as it relates to the people of innovation. And it's clear and it's apparent. And the most apparent sign that somebody is from a person of innovation is their intense enmity and hatred for those who carry the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of the Sunnah, the ulama of the Sunnah. Their hatred for them and belittling them. These are from the signs of the people of Bidah. That they make ill statements against the people of Sunnah. As mentioned by Abu Hatim al-Razi rahimullah and Abu Hatim, where they both said, Alamatu ahl bidah al-waqiyya fi ahl athar. That the sign of the people of Bidah is reviling of vilifying or speaking ill of the people of Sunnah. It's one of the signs of them. So what does he say after this? He says, Ana ra'aytu ahl al-bidah fi hadhi al-asma' التي لقب بها أهل السنة ولا يلحقهم أو يلحقهم شيء منها فضلا من الله ومنا سلكوا معهم مسلك المشركين لعنهم الله مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنهم اقتسموا القول فيما فيه فسماه بعضهم ساحرا وبعضهم كاهنا وبعضهم شاعرا وبعضهم مجنونا وبعضهم مفتونا وبعضهم مفترية مختلقة كذابة وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تلك المعايب بعيدا بريا. And that is that he said, rahimullah, that these people of innovation, the names that they give to the people of Sunnah, the false and ill names that they give to the people of Sunnah, he sees that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed the people of Sunnah from these names. They have indeed taken the path of the mushrikeen. They've imitated them. We're not saying that they're mushrikeen, but they've imitated them. May Allah's curse be upon them. The mushrikeen with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of them, they called him a magician. And some of them called him a toothsayer. Some of them called him a poet. Some of them called him insane. A liar. A compulsive liar. Wa'iyadhu billah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from all these disparagements, free from all these names. Far from it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who take upon them to give names, unauthorized names to the people or regarding the people of the Sunnah, you have indeed followed the path of those before, who spoke ill of the people of truth without evidences and proof, and gave them nicknames, tanfiran, to turn the people away from that which they are calling to. And Imam Ahmed rahimullah ta'ala, he said, وَقَدْ أَحْدَثَ أَهْلِ الْأَهْوَىٰ وَالْبِدْعِ وَالْخِلَافِ أَسْمَاءَ شَنِيعَ قَبِيحَ يُسَمُّونَ بِهَا أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ يُرِيدُونَ بِذَلِكَ الطَّعْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالْإِذْرَاءَ بِهِمْ عِنْدَ السُّفْهَاءِ وَالْجُهَّالِ. How true is this statement from Imam Ahmed rahimullah, where he said that the people of innovation, they introduced and invented, the people of innovation and opposition and those who oppose the truth, they invented ill names, despicable names, And they call the people of the Sunnah with these names. And that which they want is to make ta'an and to speak ill of them. And to disregard them and treat them with contempt. Amongst the sufaha, the ignorant ones, and the foolish. So those who are ignorant of the Quran and the Sunnah, those who are ignorant of what is the truth, the simple fact that they have called the people of the Sunnah a specific name, it affects them. And likewise, the sufaha, the foolish ones, those who have sicknesses in their hearts, and they have hatred, initial hatred, and personal agendas, all they need is a name to fuel that hatred that is in them. All of this is from the wasawis and the makayid. And the masayid of the shaitan, the plots of the shaitan. Either the shaitan from the man, or the one that's been inspired by the whispers of shaitan, wala yashur, and even if he doesn't know. So they can try and attack the minds and the hearts of the innocent, which is why we do not listen to these people. And we do not listen to those who speak ill of the ulama and the scholars of the sunnah. We do not listen to those who speak ill of those who are known to be upon the sunnah. Hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. As Shaykhana Rabi' Hafizahullah Ta'ala mentions constantly, the alama. Bring us your proofs if you are truthful. We don't care about your games. We don't care about your names, your entertainment on YouTube. We care about evidences. So these days they call the people madkhalis. They call the people of the sunnah. They say it's a cult. What does a cult mean, ya akhi? What are the principles of the cult based upon the kalam of Ahl al-Ilm? Are the people of the cult that you claim are from the cult from the people of the sunnah or not from the sunnah? Or is it just confusion and rhetoric that you're spreading? And no, may Allah guide you and those who are upon this, that no matter how much you bake, if you don't have the true ingredients, you open your oven, you're going to see crumbs. No matter how long you bake and you bake, if you don't have the correct ingredients of ilm, knowledge, sincerity, adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah, when you open your oven, all you're going to see is crumbs. No substance. But the one who sticks to the Sunnah and has dalil and proofs and evidences, they work with proofs and evidences. يَسْتَدِلُونَ ثُمَّ يَعْتَقِدُونَ. They follow the principles of Ahl al-Haq, the people of truth. And that is that they find the ayats. There's ayats in the Quran and the ahadith and the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they base their positions and they base their beliefs on those proofs. They don't have that initial hatred. They don't have that initial personal vendetta. They don't have that initial belief that is erroneous that they've initiated and created themselves. And then they look in the Quran and the Sunnah for that which will support it. And worse than that is the person who introduces these hatreds and these philosophical narratives, but doesn't even bother going to the Quran and Sunnah to look, because he knows it's not there. So they beautify their speech, open YouTube accounts, constantly riling up the masses with emotional labels, emotional names, nicknames, calling the brothers cults or calling the brothers Abu Khadijites or anything that they want to try and bring, calling the people of the Sunnah these names. The person who is aqil, the person who has intellect, measures everything according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of the Salaf. So my dear beloved brother and my dear beloved sister, ask yourself this question. Who is calling and teaching you Tawheed? Who is calling and teaching to Tawheed? Who is teaching the sunnah, hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is teaching the way of the Salaf? Who is teaching fiqh with dalil and proofs and evidences? Who is teaching the aqidah of the Salaf, Who is teaching the books of the Sunnah? Who is teaching Sharia of Al-Ajuri? Who is teaching the Usul of Imam Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmed? Who is teaching Shar al-Sunnah of Al-Barwahari? Who is teaching the books and the Athar of the Salaf? Who is directing you to the ulama of our time? Who is directing you to Sheikh Saleh and Fawzan? Who is directing you to take knowledge from Sheikh Rabi'? Who is directing you to take knowledge from Sheikh Ubaid? Who is directing you to take knowledge and take the books from the books of Ibn Qayyim and the books of Ibn Taymiyyah? Who is directing you to take from Al-Bukhari and the explanations of Al-Bukhari, the Sahih Muslim and the explanation of Sahih Muslim? Who is directing you to this? And ask yourself, who is directing you to wasting your time on YouTube? With no Qala Allah, no Qala Rasul, no Qala Sahaba, no statement of Allah, Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if they do mention the statement of Allah, and they do mention the statement of the Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they do not dare go back to the books of the Salaf, because it will refute them. Bainana wa bainakum, kutub al-Salaf. Between us and you is the books of the Salaf. When the people of the Sunnah, they gave the name to the Jahmiyyah, it's because that they deserved it. When the people of the Sunnah, they gave the name to the Murji'ah, is because they deserved it and the principles were established and the opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah were established. That's why, Barakallahu Fikum, they gave them those names. When they gave the names to Sururis, is because they had a principle of Khuruj and following the methodology of Sayyid Qutb. When they gave the names to all of those groups, it was based upon principles and qawaid, upon ilm, not upon emotion. Not upon emotion. Not upon hatred, personal vendetta. And the person who studies the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and studies the way of the Salaf and their aqidah and their creed, they will surely know those who are baking crumbs. They will surely know those who are baking, but they are only bakers of crumbs. No knowledge based upon the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf. So we just continue moving forward, learning the deen, learning tawheed, learning the Sunnah, trying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep our hearts pure, asking Allah for ikhlas, sincerity and sidq and truthfulness, and asking Allah for steadfastness, being balanced between hope and fear, spending our time to try and benefit ourselves at any point of the day, and making dua for the believers, and not having hatred in our heart based upon our own personal gains and our own personal vendettas, but rather we love for Allah and we love for Allah and we hate for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not turn to these individuals who are either the shayateen from the man or been inspired by the shayateen and they don't even know. And we have also, barakallahu fikum, a beautiful statement taken from the Nuniyah of Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, where he talks about the fact that the people are attacked, the people of the Sunnah are attacked and vilified with the good that they're upon, which is upon them being upon the Sunnah, they're vilified. And no doubt this is from the plots of Shaitan. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَاسْمَعْ نَسِيهَةَ مَنْ لَهُ خُبْرٌ أَوْ خَبْرٌ بِمَا عِنْدَ الْوَرَى مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الْجَوْلَانِ مَا عِنْدَهُمْ وَاللَّهِ خَيْرٌ غَيْرَ مَا أخذوه عمن جاء بالقرآن والكل بعد فبدعة أو فرية أو بحث تشكيك والرأي فلان. He said regarding that the essence of what the people of Bid'ah have, or the opposers of the people of the Sunnah have, the essence of what they have, he says, وَاسْمَعْ listen, نَصِيحَةَ مَنْ لَهُ خَبْرٌ بِمَا listen to the one who is giving you some advice, that has experience regarding these people with his various things that he's gone through, and he's talking about himself, Ibn Qayyim. Listen to his advice. He has experience regarding the people of desires. Ma'indahum wallah, he swears by Allah, they don't have any good. There's nothing that they have with them. Where upon the people of Quran, the people who take from the Quran, they don't have anything against the people of the Sunnah. All of them, he said, that they have, number one, either they have bid'ah in their accusations, they've innovated their accusation, or firya, or it's a lie that they have invented. Number two, or ba'thu tashkikin, or they just want to cause doubt. They do research just to cause doubt. They mention things, ba'thu tashkikin, just looking to put doubt into the hearts. And number four, wara'i fulani. And number four is the opinion of an individual. And Muhammad Khalil al-Alama Haras rahimullah ta'ala, in his explanation of this, he said, rahimullah, wa huwa yuqsim billah annahu laysa indahum afdal wa la anfa mimma akhadhuhu an rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He swore by Allah, Ibn Qayyim, that these people of bid'ah, these people who oppose the sunnah, they don't have anything in comparison to that which the people of sunnah have taken from the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have no comparison to that which the people of the sunnah have taken. وَمَا وَرَاءَهُ مِمَّا يَقُولُ النَّاسُ فَهُوَ إِمَّا. And that which is behind what the people say. Remember these four affairs, ya ibadallah. Those people who oppose the sunnah, from anyone, from the opposers of the sunnah, the enemies of the sunnah, the ones who hate upon the people of the sunnah, know that that which is behind their claim are four things. Either it's a bid'ah muhditha, la asla laha fi ddeen. Either it's an innovation that they've introduced, a methodology that they've introduced that has no foundations in the religion. Number one. Wa imma firyatun mukhtaliqa iftaraha ahadul kadhabin. Or it's a lie that has been conjured up by one of the perpetual liars. And then they're just running away with it. Either they themselves are the liars, or they've taken it from liars in attacking the people of the sunnah, making up lies against the people of the sunnah. وَإِمَّا بَحْثٌ يُقْصَدُ مِنْهُ إِثَارَةُ الشُّكُوكِ وَالشُّبَهَاتِ حَوْلَ الْأَقَائِدِ الصَّحِيحَ الْمُسْلِمَةِ أو مسلمة. And that is that he said, or number three, that they are looking with the intention, researching, delving into affairs with the intention to ignite some doubt and misconception as it relates to the beliefs and the creeds, the correct belief and the correct creed, the correct methodology. They want to put doubts. That's what they want. وَإِمَّا رَأْيُ مَعْثُورٍ أَنْ مَنْ لَيْسَ قَوْلُهُ حُجَّةً وَلَا لَهُ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلٌ. Or that they have with them the opinion of an individual. Just an opinion of an individual whose opinion is not proof and there's no evidence behind what he's saying. These are the four things that the people of bid'ah and the mukhalafin and those who are opposing the people of sunnah have. So when you hear the people calling the people of the sunnah names, whether it's a name they're calling them madkhali, or they're calling them cults, or they're calling them jami'in, or they're calling them ahl shiddah, they're calling them any name, know that behind that call that they have are these four areas. Because the people of the sunnah are the people of the sunnah, and they call to the Quran and the sunnah. And they're not perfect, but their fundamentals, the aqidah is sahiha, and the aqidah is correct, and it's according to the way of the salaf. So the person who is sticking close to this, whatever name that these people try and give to the people, so don't turn and look at them. Follow the advice that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala he mentioned, and let's turn away from them and busy ourselves with studying the Book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the correct understanding, with ikhlas, sincerity and truthfulness, and implementing that ilm and that knowledge that we study. Don't be from the sufaha, don't be from the foolish ones, and don't be from the juhal, don't be from the ignorant ones, that when they hear a name that the shaitan has indeed inspired many to give to the people of the sunnah, that they turn, they become weak. You ignore those names and you stick to the essence. And you stick to the essence, and that is the evidence from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you be with those who are strictly adherent to the Quran and the Sunnah and the Manhaj as-Salaf. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all tawfiq, that we die and upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and you meet on ala al-Islam wa sunnah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the noble path that we have to be upon. We ask Allah to make us die upon that. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.